Hey, Marlins fans. This is Eli Sussman hosting a new edition of Big Fish Small Pod on the Fish on First podcast channel, presented by MPT College Consulting. Final small pod of the week from us is going to focus on somebody that you probably have not thought about in a long time. Left-hander Devin Smeltzer. Yes, he is still with the Marlins organization for a second straight year, and he's doing something new that caught my attention and makes me wonder how it is that he could fit into this Marlins major league pitching staff moving forward in the not too distant future. For those watching on YouTube, I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about here. During a night off for the Marlins on Thursday, I was checking out what's going on with the minor league affiliates. Smeltzer is down there with AAA Jacksonville since the start of the season, putting up good numbers down there. Through six games, a 1.08 ERA. He's allowed just one run to this point in the season on a solo home run. Struck out 11 batters in that 8 1/3 innings, less than one base runner allowed per inning. And he is, in several ways, a different guy than who you remember from 2023 when he was going up and down from Jacksonville to Miami as like a spot starter and a mop-up man. He's changed his delivery, for one. He has lowered his vertical release point by about a full foot from where it was just last year. He's getting closer to home plate with this sidearm delivery, essentially, and the results have been really good. And his role is also different, as those numbers may have illustrated. Last year, when he was down in Jacksonville, he was in their rotation. He was staying ready as a starter and staying stretched out. He made 20 starts down there, averaged over four innings per appearance. And now he is just a reliever. He is just going one time through the order at most, and sometimes even less than that. His role has changed quite a bit for Smeltzer, as he is now, 28 years old. He seems older than that, but apparently actually only 28 parts of what, five big league seasons that he's had, including last season with the Marlins. He's entering a different phase of his career. He has made this adjustment on the recommendation of Marlins pitching coach Mel Stottlemyre Jr., and it is working out so far down there in Jacksonville right now. His most recent appearance coming on Thursday, so he'll get a little time off before he pitches again down there. And I think the Marlins might be able to use him at the big league level in the not too distant future. If you've been following this team during this horrendous start to the 2024 season, the one constant struggle has been the Marlins bullpen. It was such a strength last year in clutch situations. This year, completely the opposite, arguably the worst bullpen in baseball, especially when it comes to how they have guys performing in notable high leverage situations. And one personnel difference from last year is their supply of left-handed relievers. Remember last year, they went about as heavy with lefties as almost any major league team. They had Tanner Scott in there for basically the whole year, Andrew Nardi for almost the whole year, AJ Puck for almost the whole year, with all those guys performing pretty well. They had Stephen Okert there for the entire year. Even at the end of the season, they acquired Matt Moore for that final stretch run, and he was good. All of those guys, lefties, maybe a couple other up and down options that I'm forgetting, even outside of those guys who are effective as lefty relievers. This year, the balance has been completely different. As we've like really emphasized, it is strange how many lefties are in the Marlins rotation. Even now, it's been most of this year, 4 out of 5 left-handed starters, including AJ Puck, who's still in there. And I'm recording this right after his start on Friday. It has been perhaps assumed recently, including by myself, that Puck, his experiment as a starter could end soon because he is leading the majors in walks allowed. He's not look comfortable in that role. Could just go back into the bullpen and help the Marlins in that capacity. Maybe that does happen, especially if he does struggle again on Friday. However, they just don't have a whole lot of alternatives at the moment for his rotation spot. The decision, the very unpopular one, to send Max Meyer down to AAA. He's not even allowed to come up for another 12 days or so, and the expectation is that he's going to stay down there for quite a bit longer than that, as the Marlins aim to limit his workload and pace it over the course of the season. We've had plenty of discussions about the real motivations potentially at play with Max. regardless, he's not going to be filling in. The assumption is that Braxton Garrett seemed to be on track to return from the injured list soon. Like, he was fully stretched out as a starter when he made his most recent rehab start last week, and then during a bullpen session had a setback, what they were calling a dead arm sensation, and it's still unclear what the next steps are for Garrett. So if his return is not imminent, and you just look at the rest of the 40-man roster, like, Puck's spot in the rotation as a whole could remain as it is for the near future. So that being the case, that bullpen is still just down to two lefties between Scott and Nardi, both of whom have been awful so far here in 2024. Scott can't throw strikes. Nardi has had inconsistency with strike throwing and just missing bats in general. He's been allowing a ton of runs, both his own and inherited runners. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Nardi could be optioned down to AAA for a little bit of a breather and a reset in the not too distant future. Even if he does stay up, it's still just those two left-handers in this bullpen. There are other guys towards the bottom of this group that are expendable. Birch Smith. I have no idea how Birch Smith has hung around this long on the active roster. He could be sent down. He has options. Declan Cronin, I like him a lot. I would prefer that he stay up for the near future, but that's somebody that still has a lot to prove in that role. Very inexperienced at the big league level. Calvin Fauché, kind of in the Declan Cronin role, where I've liked what I've seen from him so far in a small sample. A little bit redundant to have all these right-handers in the bullpen and only two lefties, and have like zero lefties that are actually performing well. With Smeltzer, it is a different look. What I should have mentioned up top is, with this change in his delivery, he has sacrificed velocity as well. Like, he, last year in the big leagues, was a soft tosser by major league standards, but was averaging 89 miles per hour on his fastball. This year at Jacksonville, Smeltzer is maxing out at 89 miles per hour. So he has leaned all the way into throwing below the hitting speed, as they say, being all the way on that extreme end of the spectrum with his velo. If he feels that his, with this new release point, being able to get closer to the plate with his stride can compensate for having less velo, that ultimately maybe that could get outs relatively consistently in the big leagues if he is back up. Still relatively early on in this experiment for Smeltzer, so I'm sure there'll have to be a bit of a more sample that he has to show before the Marlins seriously consider bringing him up, considering he's not actually on the 40-man roster at the moment. They would have to create space for him. Should also mention JT Chagua. He is about to begin a minor league rehab assignment in AAA. We'll see how he looks. He has no minor league options. If he is healthy, he's going to be on this big league bullpen in some role. So that tightens the flexibility for the Marlins a little bit, assuming that Chagua progresses smoothly from here. Either way, this is a storyline that I was not expected to pay attention to. A lot of credit goes to Smeltzer for making this adjustment, and I'll be watching him pretty carefully moving forward for this Marlins team to just get any sort of consistency at the big league level. They're going to have guys they can trust in that bullpen, and Smeltzer, with this adjustment, it would not be the first quote-unquote failed starter to make that transition and to extend his career, find real meaningful success by doing something unique out there on the mound. And just taking advantage of that different look that he brings. This has been Eli Sussman on the Small Pod, presented by MPT College Consulting. Check them out at mptcollegeconsulting.com. We'll have more audio programming for you right here on Fish on First next week. Stick with us. As always, go fish.